The Midwest has been experiencing warmer than normal temperatures. I'm Keith Lundberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact a local agent today. That has been the case thus far this fall. We have been seeing above normal temperatures for a large portion of the Midwest. John Baranek is the DTN meteorologist.
Yeah, last week was kind of insane. You know, there's a lot of folks that got into the 90s last week before we got a front to come through and bring through that chillier air that we experienced here over the last couple of days. But yeah, I mean, this is kind of unusual to get that warm, but not unusual to be warm. Mm-hmm. You know, October is usually a pretty chaotic month where you get some big warm-ups ahead of systems, some big cool-downs behind them. And thus far, those cool shots have been very, very limited. We've just been having a lot more of the warmth sticking around, and anytime a front comes through, it just brings us back down to normal or even a few degrees, keeping us above normal a little bit. So, yeah, the cold fronts have not been very potent thus far. Mm-hmm. We just haven't seen those just yet, but they're on the way.
So temperatures, of course, one thing. But, boy, continued dryness across a large portion of the Midwest here. I know portions of our area, and then you get a little bit further east, and they just continue to see the same thing, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, outside of some lucky spots there around the Mississippi and Ohio rivers, there's large sections of the southern and eastern Midwest Corn Belt areas that have gone without a lot of rainfall over the last several, really kind of months now. It's been kind of late July since a lot of these areas started to go dry, and you know, they've had a couple of shots of some heavier rain in there, but I mean, you look at it as a whole and it's just been below normal precipitation for the last 2 months in a lot of areas.
Which is now causing a concern with low river levels. With your WNAX Farm News Update, brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance, I'm Keith Lundberg.